Now, yesterday, as you would have heard, Fianna Fáil have selected their candidate, Jim Gavin, to run for the presidency. We have Catherine Connolly, who is also out there in the field and has launched her campaign. And Fine Gael have selected Heather Humphreys. And with me on the line is former minister and current Fine Gael presidential candidate, Heather Humphreys. Heather, good morning to you and thanks for joining us in the programme. My first question to you is, why do you want to be president?
Yeah, well, good morning, Jerry. Good morning to your listeners. And thank you very much for having me on your programme. So, you know, why do I want to be president? I come from a small rural parish, you know, where neighbours look out for each other and they help each other out in times of need. And I know that same sense of community and pride of place is replicated all across the country. I have travelled the length and breadth of this country and I saw that firsthand. And indeed, I saw it in Kerry when I visited many places across your county there. I was in the cable station in Valentia Island. I turned the sod on a G-Tech hub in Ballinskelligs, and I saw that sense of community. So as president, there are many things I want to do, but I particularly want to support communities. I want to recognise their achievements. I really want to honour and celebrate those unsung heroes, the volunteers in our communities, and we all know them. It could be the Tidy Towns volunteers, the GAA, the Men's Shed, you know, the different women's organisations and the youth clubs. There's so many, many more. And these, as we know, are the volunteers that hold our communities together. They're the glue that hold us together and they hold our society together. And I really want to encourage them. I want to support them. And most importantly, I want to say thank you for what they have done. And, you know, community is also about looking after our older people. And, you know, I was delighted when I was Minister for Social Protection to expand the fuel allowance so that more people would qualify. And, you know, one of the last jobs I did as minister was to get money for the new universal companion pass for the over 70s. And that's going to take effect on the 29th of September this year. And that'll ensure that anybody over 70 can bring a friend or relative with them on the train or the bus for free. And, you know, it's nice when you're travelling somewhere, maybe you're going to a hospital appointment or to have somebody with you. And then community is also about our children. And as you know, I rolled out the Hot School Meals programme to all primary school children. So it's so important that we, you know, we recognise what's happening in our communities and support them. But of course, we also live in a very divisive world. And I do believe that the president can be a very unifying force in this country who really brings people together. And I want to focus on using the presidency to listen to people. I want to hear their story. And, you know, where there is division and division creeps into communities, I want to try and facilitate that reconciliation and understanding. And finally, I will represent Ireland with pride on the international stage. So I want to be an active president. I want to be active around the country, active on the international stage in representing and promoting this great country that we live in.
Okay, you mentioned Kerry and your visits here when you were a minister and your job of work over the last number of years, but you must be conscious as well of how people within Fine Gael and Kerry will be feeling, particularly at how they feel headquarters or leadership party treated Sean Kelly, not giving him the chance even to get out into the wider party, maybe party members and councillors, to have a vote in the race to try and become the party candidate. It was closed off very early, despite the fact that he'd made it quite clear he wanted to run and he was pleading with people to run. There's a feeling of soreness here. Are you worried about that when it comes to people supporting you within your own party in the county?
Well, first of all, can I just say that Sean is a gentleman. He's a friend of mine, and I've thanked him for his words of encouragement towards me. I made hundreds of phone calls to my colleagues all over the country during the window for nominations, and I asked them for their support. And I'm very humbled by the support I received. And I think the humility and the kindness of Sean's statement shows his support for me. And, you know, I have a wee story to tell you about Sean. Sean lived in Dublin, and he was friendly with a Monaghan man who played with my local GAA club, Ahabog. And now, this is a good few years ago. There was a match on one evening and Ahabog were short of a player. So Sean travelled to Monaghan and he togged out for Ahabog. Now, he might have had a different name on the night, but I can tell you, Sean is still a legend in Ahabog. And, you know, I spoke to him at an event a couple of weeks ago, and I do hope to see him on the campaign trail. And I have to say, Senator Mike Kennedy called me yesterday to make sure I visit Kerry. So I'd be back in Kerry. I'm no stranger to Kerry. And, you know, I think back when I was first appointed as Minister for Arts, Heritage in the Gaeltacht, that was in 2014. One of the first jobs I had to do as a new minister was ensure that the Star Wars filming was able to take place of Gaelicmichael. And, you know, I have many memories of that.
Would you be conscious, though, of how people in Fine Gael and Kerry feel about how this was done and how he was, it was closed off, basically. The leadership of the party moved in swiftly and closed off the nominee. Would you have welcomed more of an internal contest like we've just had in Fianna Fáil, for example?
Yeah, well, I'm never afraid of a contest. And what I did was, when I announced my intention to run, I got on the phone and I rang everybody. I spent the whole day ringing people and asking them for their support. And as I said, Sean is a gentleman, and I have spoken to him and I have thanked him for his words of encouragement towards me, and I look forward to seeing him on the campaign trail.
Okay, just this week as well, Heather, we've had a process in Kerry County Council whereby 14 people looking for the nomination as independent candidates through the council route. They're looking for four councils to get on the ballot paper on October 24th. We're seeing an order coming from Fine Gael, from on high, saying no Fine Gael councillor can vote for an independent candidate. Are you running scared of another challenger? Is this a signal that your party is worried? It's our understanding Fianna Fáil will not be issuing a similar type edict. We don't know about Sinn Féin yet, but that you're not relishing the challenge. You're worried about contenders coming through that route.
No, I have fought many elections, I can assure you, Gerry, that I'm up for this one, and I'm certainly not afraid. And can I just say that the presidency is above politics. I will not be a Fine Gael president. I will be a president for all the people, and my focus is my campaign, my pitch to voters around the country, and meeting and listening to as many people as possible. But can I just say that was a decision that was made by Fine Gael headquarters or national executive, and I really have no role in that. But I can tell you one thing, I'm up for this election.
Okay, what's your position on a United Ireland? Would you like to see a referendum within the lifetime of your presidency should you get elected?
Yeah, well, my position is that I support a United Ireland as set out in the Good Friday Agreement, and the circumstances have to be right so we can move this forward. And I think I'm very well placed. I live on the border. I've lived on the border with Northern Ireland all my life. A lot of good work has gone into developing relationships with Northern Ireland. And if I become president, I will build on those relationships. I want to strengthen them. I want to deepen them. And I really want to reach out the hand of friendship to the people in Northern Ireland. And I want them to look, because we have a great country. We really have. And this country has made me everything that I am. It has given me everything that I have. So I want to tell that story, and I want to break down some of the barriers that still exist there.
Do you think you can make a difference with some of the communities and some of the areas, particularly in Northern Ireland, where they're burning effigies of Irish politicians?
Yeah, well, I do. I will certainly extend the hand of friendship, and I do think I can make a difference. My background is unique in that I've lived all my life on the border. I understand it. I'm over and back the border on a regular basis, whether it's to visit my relations or visit friends across the border. So I have a good track record. Indeed, during my ministry in 2016, members from the political sphere in Northern Ireland came down to the 2016 commemorations, and I remember when Arlene Foster was first minister, I invited her, and she attended her first GAA match with me in Ulster, in Clonus. It was an Ulster final, and Fermanagh were playing, I will continue to build on those relationships. I have a lot of friends in Northern Ireland, and that's what I will want to do. But I also want to break down barriers within our own communities, because we know it's sometimes our world, it's not sometimes times. It definitely is. Our world is becoming much more divisive, and it's about having those conversations. It's about shining a light on the problems we have. And at the end of the day, I always think when we have that conversation, there's more to unite us than divide us as people.
Do you think Northern Ireland citizens should have a vote in the presidency?
Yeah, well,
to make
I don't
them feel
have
more
a
part of the island.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't have a problem with that, but that'll be a matter for
the future election,
and it would involve having a referendum. So look, I put myself forward as a president that will represent all the people on this island.
Okay, can I ask you as well, in relation to something that's cropped up over the last number of days, since you declared you were running and were selected by Fine Gael, Senator Tom Clonan, very prominent disabilities campaigner, has had some harsh words to say about you when you were a minister over the dropping of a green paper, which was an idea which was to push a rigorous examination of people on disabilities and review their ability to work. He described it as a discredited austerity measure in the UK and says that you were pushing it very strongly, despite the fact that it ultimately got dropped. He's saying that it shows that you were uncaring when it came to this particular area. What's your response to him, and are you concerned about the impact that will have on your campaign?
Well, can I just say that I have always worked to support people with disabilities, and if elected as president, I will work tirelessly to be a president who represents all of the people of Ireland, including those with disabilities, as I have done throughout my career. And I'll ask people to judge me on my record. I increased disability and carers payments in successive budgets. I provided a range of cost of living supports as minister. I passed legislation to provide a pension to long-term carers. I extended the carers' benefit to the self-employed. I brought in a free travel pass for people who are medically unfit to drive. I introduced Catherine's Law to support students with disabilities, and I launched the Work and Access Programme. Can I just say that Green Paper was only ever a consultation document. It was a consultation to try and start a conversation on how we might go about improving disability payments.
He suggested you were pushing it hard, though. Heather, he said you were pushing it hard and you were not for turning on that aspect of it. And then Simon Harris became leader of Fine Gael and it was dropped.
But that's not true. That is not true. I have always believed in consultation and hearing people's views. I listen very carefully and I listen to the senator, and I have to say he's a great advocate for people with disabilities. I listen to other organisations, and there were genuine concerns raised with me, and I made the decision to withdraw it, and that's exactly what happened. And I really do feel that we need to look at the issue because there are people who are more profoundly disabled than others, and what I wanted to do was to give them more support, to give them more money. It was never about reducing any payments, and that is the truth.
Yeah, well, that aspect of it is one that you're saying now, and that's fair enough. But are you concerned that because of what happened during the general election with Fine Gael and your party leader being challenged on the campaign trail in this area, saying your party and government hasn't done enough, allied to this, that it'll paint the party and yourself as, you know, not having done enough, not caring enough about families out there with people with disabilities, and that will damage you? What's your response to that?
Well, all I can say is I care about people. I care about people with disabilities. I know many, many people and the challenges they face. I meet them on a regular basis. And I've always tried throughout my career to help them in every way I could. As I said, my track record is there. I've always tried to support them. And I will use the presidency to represent all of the people on the island, including those with disabilities.
Okay, another final question for you. Your predecessor, your predecessor, Michael D. Higgins, has been fairly outspoken over the last number of years, particularly in the issue of the Middle East and the issue of Gaza as well. Will you do similar, or are you conscious of the fact that the role of the president is just that? You're not the Minister for Foreign Affairs, and comments that have been made, judging by what's happened, even within the last 24 hours, with the way the world is going, how dangerous it's becoming, the rise of autocrats and the increase in conflict, that the president has little to do in that particular area or little effect, no matter what comments are made?
Yeah, well, first of all, as president, I would respect and protect the Constitution. The president has no role in passing legislation. The role of the president is to sign the legislation when it has completed all its debates and its journey through both houses of the Oireachtas. But what I can say, though, is that what has happened in Gaza is just desperate. I cannot, you know, it doesn't bear thinking about. I see images of parents carrying their dead children wrapped in white sheets, and heartbroken children who are maimed. What's happening there is absolutely wrong. And what we do need is a ceasefire. We need aid to get in, and we need hostages released. And I never be afraid to speak for the Irish people, and you know, the conscience of the nation. I'll never be afraid. To do that. I've always spoken out, I've always spoken my mind, and I'm a straight talking person, and I will speak and be the conscience of the Irish people.
Okay, speaking of which, final point, were you surprised that Michael Healy-Rae came out and backed you so early, and would you expect him to be on the campaign trail with you when you're in Kerry?
Yeah. Well, can I just say that I I'm glad you asked this question, because I was going to try and get it in anyway. I know Michael well. I served with him in the Dáil. And, you know, when I was Minister for Rural and Community Development, we worked really well together. You know, he's passionate about rural Ireland, and I have to say he's very passionate about Kerry. And the one thing is, he's a rock of common sense, and I do hope he'll say the same thing about me. So Michael said to me about a year and a half ago, I'd make a great president. And I was busy, and I went on anyway, and I smiled at him. And then I met him at the Bloom Festival in Dublin. And he said to me again that if I ran for president, he would support me. And can I just say that it certainly helped me to reach a decision when people like Michael were supporting me. And I really want to thank him for that. And I look forward to meeting him when I go to Kerry.
Okay. All right, Heather Humphreys, that's a relief. Thanks very much for taking time to talk to us on the programme this morning. And best of luck on the campaign trail when it gets underway. That's Heather Humphreys there, who is the candidate selected by Fine Gael to run for the presidency of Ireland. If you have a view on what she had to say, get in touch with us on the programme on any of those issues, their feelings about Sean Kelly, the other issues in relation to Senator Tom Clonan, his comments about disability as well. He had suggested at the time that Heather Humphreys had downplayed her role in supporting the Green Paper, and he said he and the minister held a meeting in October 2020, which she doubled down on her support of it, which is what he suggested there, which I put to Heather Humphreys about, you know, not being for turning or changing the proposals that were contained within the document. He said he believes the decision to scrap the document was a political one based on the political situation following the defeat of the CARE referendum, and not that they decided, no, this isn't a good idea. So look, make your mind up about that one. Give us your view on that. We want to hear from you on the programme this morning on 0667 123 666.